Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
With Ronan Wordsworth of Geopolitical Futures. That is a subscription site, and I recommend it highly because you get to learn about headlines. Sudan is the headline. And this civil war or internal conflict between warlords, or both of them have access to regional and global powers, supplying weapons and manpower and intentions, and we can presume money. Ronan, before we go to what is to be done, it gets worse, and you've touched on the refugees. That is a growing problem for Chad and Egypt. Is it destabilizing either Chad or Egypt?
It certainly is in specific territories within those countries, because they've kind of had to accommodate the huge number of refugees without any proper infrastructure to support them. We see already Egypt was going through a bit of a financial crisis under el-Sisi, and this is only worsening the situation, especially around the major cities. It becomes very unpopular to support these huge number of refugees that are coming in. Both Chad and Egypt have very authoritarian governments, which have a strong control over the population. However, the sentiment is not good in either country, I would say, because of the current situation domestically already, and then exacerbated by this refugee crisis.
And the other guess worse is that poor Sudan, I remember early in the Houthi conflict, there was a report of the U.S. Navy, I believe, attacking a gunboat or some kind of bad actor associated with Iran out of Port Sudan. So Iran is present in Port Sudan as a supplier of drones or as an active fighter. Is the IRGC there? Do we know?
So it looks like at the moment that Iran is supplying drones and missiles to the SAF in particular. It was reported that they established this connection earlier this year with floating the idea that they could potentially set up a naval base in Port Sudan, similar to what was already discussed with Russia. This was eventually, I think that this was rejected eventually by the SAF, knowing that that would bring back further repercussions and basically strengthen the support for the RSF if they're offering Iran a naval base. However, Iran continue to supply these weapons, so predominantly drones and missiles, I would say, to the SAF. While people on the ground aren't really there, we do see Iranian naval ships specifically around the port in the Red Sea. I think this is an area where Iran really wants to have increased presence. We see their rivals, Saudi Arabia, already just nearby in the neighborhood, and so that they can directly maybe threaten Saudi's interests if they're able to establish naval presence there.
Djibouti, a nearby port with international flavor, China, everybody's present. Is Djibouti threatened by the civil war?
Djibouti itself isn't threatened, I would say, but the whole region is kind of being destabilized because of this. And again, Iran and Russia, neither of those have a naval base in Djibouti. But as you say, China does, the UAE does, as well as a lot of Western countries, the US, Germany, France, the UK, Italy, all have naval presence in Djibouti, which they then become more in target for potential conflict with vessels coming into the Red Sea. And this is kind of why the rest of this is becoming problematic for Western actors, seeing Russia and Iran try and negotiate this deal with the SAF, even seeing Russia change sides, because as I said right at the start, the RSF, the other force, was supported by the Wagner Group up until recently. And of course, that's been amalgamated into the Russian Ministry of Defense. And so for them now to switch sides, they're obviously doing that with the interest in mind of getting the access to the Port Sudan, because the gold mines that they were operating were very profitable. So they obviously have made this calculation as more beneficial than to switch sides and start supporting the SAF to gain access to the ports rather than continue to have access to the gold mines.
One other nation state nearby, also in constant civil war, is Ethiopia. However, that seems on the margins. Or are SAF and RSF refugees? Are they moving into Ethiopia? Are they joining in to that civil war? How does Ethiopia deal with the people, the overflow from the Sudan civil war?
That's a good question. I think I was just in Ethiopia 2 weeks ago, and I managed to discuss some of this with the people there. And basically, especially if we think about the war in Ethiopia, there's a few different regions which have ongoing ethnic-based conflicts. The one that got the most attention was the TPLF, the Tigrayan People yeah. Liberation Force in the north, which is kind of sandwiched between Eritrea and Ethiopia. And what I was told was happening a lot was like this: the Tigrayans were being forced out by Ethiopian armed forces and then coming in behind and potentially settling in their areas or even looting were Eritrean forces, as well as displaced peoples from Sudan, as well as different armed groups from Sudan. So then you end up with this overflow effect, which means that now that even if the conflict in Ethiopia settles down, the Tigrayan people have a much less safe and a lot of their land has already been either looted or destroyed. So they're starting basically from scratch again. So I think this is going to be an ongoing problem for Ethiopia. And that's partially why we see Abiy going there to try and discuss some sort of mediation, even though he's got so many different problems still at home.
Yes, I understand that meeting did not go well. But in any event, we've now illustrated the fact that the Horn of Africa is in complete turmoil, complete. There is no island of peace right now, and perhaps contributing to the turmoil would be Russia's ambition to have a naval base on the Red Sea, which is a combat zone, thanks to the Houthis of Sudan. Ronan, thank you, of North Yemen. Thank you very much for your report on Sudan. I understand better now what I don't understand about the Sudan civil war. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.